Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Michael Vick in the shotgun with Bryce Brown to his left, who takes the handoff. He's across the 40, the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Bryce Brown all the way! 65 yards!
In the gun, fourth and 10. Romo back, looking to his right, looking. Steps up, pumps, throws on the run to the goal line. Des Bryant. Touchdown with 1:08 to go. And it was DeMarco Murray.
Ben in the shotgun, hands it off. Bell into the end zone. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Le'Veon Bell just ripped it right up the gut. And this crowd can't believe what they just saw.
Yeah, right, Bill. Okay.
All right, so Bill got excited, okay?
It's probably the only contact you had with the game, isn't it?
I actually saw that particular touchdown and then watched the big run back and thought, maybe I should turn this off.
You're a sad dude.
Listen, it was a good thing that I didn't watch the whole thing, or they would have figured out a way to lose it.
Oh, for goodness sakes. What, do you really honestly think that?
It's only crazy if it doesn't work.
No, it's only crazy. Okay, Steelers are still in the playoff hunt.
They need a doctor, nurse, and an entire medical staff, and somehow the Jets to pull off a miracle.
The same blah, 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 blah you said 2 weeks ago, and they're still in it.
And I stay with it. They still need the doctor. They're on. They are on thin ice. How about the Eagles, though, showing everybody that they can play some offense?
They've been doing that all year. It's, you know, they played a lot of offense all year. Their quarterback's thrown two interceptions the entire season. The thing was, it didn't even matter if the Eagles even won the game. That's what really impressed me. It's a far more impressive thing when you don't have to win, and you know darn well you don't have to win, and you go out and put a performance together like that. That was impressive. The Eagles did not have to win that game to force a deciding game with the Cowboys next week. You're confused.
I'm not confused. I'm just catching up on the bowl game that's going on right now, because I think I'm 1-3 and you're 2-2 in the bowl predictions.
I think I'm 3-1.
I may have to look at that. I'm not so sure you're 3-1. I have to look at that.
The only one I lost was Fresno State.
I still need to look at that. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, today we're going to have Dave Paulson on the show coming up less than an hour from now. On Thursday, Franklin Cuiate, and congratulations to him. He won the Harlan Hill Award as the top player in Division II. That is the Heisman Trophy of Division II. And we're going to have Franklin Cuiate on the show on Friday. Kev did a great job lining this one up and making sure that we had it.
Yeah, he's going to join us in that 3:35 segment. Actually, it's going to be Thursday. We were able to get him a little bit earlier, so it's Thursday. And by the way, USC is the other one that we missed.
I did say Thursday. I said I picked Fresno State, I said.
You did? No, didn't USC win that one?
Yeah, I know. I said that's the
one
I
lost. Oh, that's the only one you lost. Okay, all right, sorry.
That's the one I lost.
All right.
I said I picked Fresno State to win the Las Vegas Bowl.
All right, you did. Yes.
Okay, so I mean, I admit when I miss, I'm 3-1. So, no, it's, and not only that, but Fresno State didn't even look good. USC, which you know has more talent than Fresno State, the problem is not enough numbers, and I didn't know if they'd have any motivation. They had plenty of motivation. They ran them out of there, and Fresno State was never in the game. Never in the game. That game was sold out, too.
Boy, I tell you what, I thought I had you on Washington State, Colorado State Saturday afternoon. That game should have been Washington State's all the way, and they just gave it away.
Oh, you wanted to say something else, didn't you?
They gave it away.
You wanted to say that they choked, didn't you?
No, I wasn't going to say they choked. I was going to say they blew it.
Hey, they choked. Another great Mike Leach performance. The fumbles. I mean, that was a bizarre ending. I was actually listening when Colorado State got within two, and then they went for two, and then they said it was no good, and they reviewed it, and the two guys announcing on radio were terrific. He says, hit the pylon airborne. I think he's in. That's good. I like that.
Quick little NFL update. Von Miller was reported now as out for the rest of the season for the Broncos with a torn ACL. That's a big loss.
Yeah, they really missed him in the first six games when they went 6-0. All right.
I'm still saying that's a big loss for this team, all right?
Yeah, it is a big loss. They need to have all the defensive players they can find. The Steelers, you know, if they were to win Sunday, what would they end up being?
Even money.
Might I rewind you to August?
When you said that the best that they could hope for is being even money by the end of the season?
That they were an 8-8 team.
I didn't deny it. I mean, after looking at that preseason and the horrific preseason, I said I would be happy if 500 actually happened.
You thought they'd win three games. And you struggled to find out what the three were.
I was struggling to find out what those three games were going to be. There's no question.
Boy, would I like to have a look at that crystal ball Steve Jones has from time to time.
Well,
I was there in August when he pronounced 8-8 with an upside of 10-6.
No. You're assuming that they beat Cleveland, all right? That's a big assumption right now.
Bob.
Yes,
Bob.
Steve.
Explain to him the entire answer again, please. Thank you.
It's Cleveland. The mistake by the lake. It's late in...
I said the best they could be was 10-6 if they caught every break in two games, and the worst they could be was 6-10 if they could not get those breaks. I am now already within the range of error.
Yes, you are, but...
You're in the plus-minus?
I think it's going to be the 8-8 that you...
They'll be Cleveland. Oh, my goodness, they'll be Cleveveland. I mean, there's no question about that. They'll be Cleveland. They'll end up 8-8. Let's see. The Dolphins have what, the Jets?
Yes.
I believe. Didn't I say that Buffalo would beat the Dolphins?
I do remember that.
Yes, I guess I did, Kevin. And you laughed and scoffed.
Isn't it time for Inside Penn State Athletics?
Sure. If you feel this is going to get you out of the segment, sure. Let's take a look at the back of the national championship volleyball win for Penn State with Russ Rose on Inside Penn State Athletics.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car. Picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself. And negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word. Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
It is the fight of the unbeaten. Sunbury Motors Ford, Sunbury Motors Kia, and Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai are going to square off to see who can save you the most money. If you're looking for a truck, Sunbury Motors Ford has over 150 F-Series trucks in stock with savings up to $11,500. Commercial truck buyers need to act fast because huge tax breaks end December 31st. Sunbury Motors Kia says, not so fast, big brother. We have the luxurious brand new 2014 Cadenza with $5,000 knocked off. And 2014 Serenos that start at $22,505. Sunbury Motors Lincoln says, move over, you average man. Mr. Luxury is entering the ring with $6,000 discounts on all 2013 MKX SUVs starting at $34,855. Coming in at the end with a sucker punch is Sunbury Motors Hyundai with 20 Elantras in stock starting under $16,000.
or 0% financing for 72 months. You choose the victor at Sunbury Motors, Hummel's Wharf in Sunbury, during the Fight of the Unbeatens.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Andy Williams, and today's show, the Monday show, being brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Dave Paulson coming up at 4:06. We mentioned earlier Franklin Quiete on Thursday. We'll have him on the show. Tomorrow, Tony Knopp will be on the show, the CEO of Spotlight Ticket Management. Kev loves that segment. He loves that segment.
So
we talk about business, money. In other words, like, say Tony's stuff didn't exist, there'd be no sports.
Maybe. Maybe you're right.
Maybe. It's a business. Maybe, okay, right. No offense. Maybe I'm right. It's a business. But Tony Knopp will be on the show tomorrow. We're going to have Corey Geiger on the show tomorrow. Frank Bodani, York Daily Record, for whatever reason, Frank is a guy I have great respect for and just personally like a lot. And what we're going to be starting our third year here shortly. We haven't had him on the show yet till tomorrow. We're going to have him on tomorrow. And Pete Jensen from NHL.com on tomorrow. Dave Paulson today, 4:06. How about Franklin Quiete, huh, Bob?
He's just an amazing fellow to win the Harlan Hill Award. And, Steve, they showed excerpts of his acceptance speech on ESPN when they were broadcasting the Division II finals between Lenoir Rhine and Northwest Missouri State. And you know who he credited with his success? His academic advisor at Bloomsburg. And his comments were that he was a student first and an athlete second. And the praise that went to Bloomsburg, you know, he certainly complimented his coaches, etc. But he spent some time talking about his academic advisor and how she, and I know her name's Teresa Belosky. She lives in Danville, known Teresa for a while. And she was like the secret weapon he had. And just a really, if you know Franklin, it doesn't surprise you. But that was the thrust of his speech. Just an amazing guy, and records are unbelievable.
More about this in the next half hour. The Harlan Hill Award, which is the Division II Heisman Trophy, to Franklin Quiete of Bloomsburg. He's on the show 3:35 on Thursday. Dave Paulson at 4:06 today on Bucknell Basketball. Next half hour. Oh, Kevin.
Yes.
You don't watch games because you think you're bad luck.
That's true.
And you know, this got to be true because look how the Steelers have been playing.
It's a winning streak ever since I stopped watching. I just stay in the basement.
Some people call it fate. Some people call it magic. I don't know.
You just stay in the basement?
Well, that's a reference to the beer commercial, but...
Isn't that what Ted Kaczynski did?
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, the Purdy family. They give back so much to the community, and they also make sure that each and every one of their customers is taken care of. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They have been with us. The Purdy Insurance people have been with us since day one of this show. And I cannot thank them enough for everything they've done for us. We hope that we can do a lot for them. Sunbury Motors. They've been with us. Oh, yeah, the golf tournament. Yeah, absolutely. I mean... You know, Kevin used the golf tournament to buy Christmas presents one year. I did get his Christmas present today, by the way.
You did?
Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
I didn't even use a gift certificate for it either.
No, you didn't. It obviously came from the library. I have to have it back by when? January 8th? Is wow, that's really neat.
Well, enjoy it while it's there.
Well, thanks for the thought.
It's a dollar a day after that January the 8th, so you better get it back.
Listen, I tried to think of something that Steve would not buy himself or didn't already have. And what it came up to was a program from the World Series from a Boston home game. So that's what I found and got.
Yes. Thank you. I was very touched by that. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. My son took it, but don't worry about it. <That's> just... He goes, "Hey, Dad, this is neat." I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm glad he enjoyed his gift. I mean, your gift.
I was very, very touched by that. And eight other people had checked it out before you, so obviously. we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and they have been with us since day one as well. So, I mean, boy, the Purdy's and Sunbury Motors since day one. And we're heading into our third year. Can you believe that? Our third year.
That is a long time.
No, management's bringing on four. Hold on. Let me just check and see if we're going to get third year or not. Boy, what a ride this has been. This has been some ride so far. I've really enjoyed it. Had a great time. I found out a lot of things along the way. Buhner, you've been a great addition, my good friend.
Yes, thank you, Steve.
It's amazing. Bob and I, it was at a Boy Scout dinner.
Yes, it was.
And WPSX-TV had asked me to speak at the dinner because it was someone that was very important to them, that had been a great contributor to them for years. And so, you know, I drive to Danville, and it turned out I sit directly next to Bob Buhner. And I was like, okay, great. And all of a sudden, like, I'm talking 10 minutes later, we're best of friends, and have been that way ever since. Now, as for Kevin, who now would rather be in the basement during a Steeler game doing, I don't know what, the NSA has questions.
Have you been interviewed by the FBI yet about Kevin? Because I have.
I know I have. I just thought it was a security clearance. Evidently, it's more than we realized.
Apparently so.
You okay, Kev?
Before Brady's bowl update.
It's one of those things where...
Eastern Carolina leads Ohio 17-14 with a minute to go in the half.
In the half. Okay. There's been a lot of scoring in this thing.
Yeah,
14 unanswered by East Carolina until the second quarter, when Ohio actually got off the bus and they tied it up at 14. Now I think it was a 46-yard field goal is what gave ECU the 17-14 lead before the half.
Ohio, that's coached by Frank Solich, formerly of Nebraska.
Yes, this is, you know what, Bob? It's his ninth year at OU. His ninth year, that's how long he's been gone.
Yeah, and you know, he did a pretty good job at Nebraska, too. That was one of the great puzzlements that I had about college football.
You know what, Bob? You bring up a really interesting topic. We have gone to the point in sports where, because we glorify winning so much, and let's face it, as I point out many times, winning's hard.
It's very hard.
But we've changed our attitude about winning as to what's enough. And I brought this up last week. Peyton Manning, who now has 51 touchdown passes, and Peyton Manning, who is the SI Sportsman of the Year. But we're going to hear when the playoffs start that in order to cement his legacy, he needs to win a second Super Bowl.
Like one's not enough. Jeez.
You know, I mean, two's great in the whole deal. I understand that. But cement his legacy is what? The guy has had a phenomenal career. Nebraska had gone to the national championship game, and they really, you know, they kind of backed their way in. They didn't play in the Big 12 championship game, I think, or something like that, or else they lost the Big 12 championship game and still got in, and they lost. And they didn't play well. And then he won 9 games. And at Nebraska, that was considered a down year, 9 games. And so they felt that he was on the downside, and they backed him out of there. They got him out. And they changed up and went to Bill Callahan, and things went further back.
Yeah.
And this is what's happening now. And that's why I look at the situation at Texas with Mack Brown. What, if I'm a Texas fan, what bothers me is that the athletic director, who obviously, you know, Mac could stay, but, you know, he has to have had some idea what direction he wanted to go in. Because to me, a basic question always has to be, okay, who's better than the guy I currently have? Is there a guy that's better than the guy I currently have? And right now, there's no answer to that because they act like they're blindsided. We're going to put together a search committee. Really? Really? I mean, my goodness. Search committee. And did you see who's on the search committee? You know, academics and people like that. Oh, for crying out loud, stop appeasing people. Pick a football coach.
It's not difficult to do that if you know what you're looking for when you go into it. It appears Texas has not a clue.
But we have changed our expectations of what winning is now. And, you know, and that if you're not in the championship game, you didn't do enough. If you didn't make the championship game, the disappointment is massive. And heads need to roll because we're not far enough along. We're not, and I don't understand where this comes from. I don't understand. I mean, is it the ESPN mentality? Because I mean, Billy Packer once told me. I was talking to Billy Packer once, and I asked him. I said, Billy, there's 350 teams across the country. How many do you take a good, long, hard look at in January and February just in case you might see them in March? And he looked at me and he said, you know, I said, that's a good one. He says, I pick 25 to 30. He says, you know, he says that I might see at some point along the way and kind of work on those 25 to 30. So in other words, you know, and look, he's a national voice. He was a national voice at the time. Mm-hmm. And that was the right approach. But, you know, but that's all that they deal with for the most part is that upper crust. Because, let's face it, he'll be announcing the championship game, and that will feature, in all likelihood, the upper crust. Okay? You know, every once in a while you get a VCU Butler situation. Okay. Those guys probably were not in his 20 to 30. But that's where we are now. And wouldn't you think with a one-hour Sports Center or a one-hour Fox Sports update or whatever, that there would be more room for more sports in there? You take Penn State and Iowa in wrestling. Penn State and Iowa in wrestling, okay?
Huge event, actually.
Okay. Never made Sports Center, never made the ESPN.com page. Never made it. Which is exactly what I expected to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that tells you, again, that tells you a lot, A, about the sport and also where it is in the national consciousness. Yet we had to hear about Dwight Howard over and over and over. Now, Penn State beat Iowa and beat them with relative ease, which was so impressive. David Taylor was great. Ed Ruth looks just terrific. Getting back there. He's already back in a groove. Zane Rutherford was great again.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Morgan McIntosh really impresses me. I mean, Penn State's ability to score in the upper weights, to the mid to upper weights, is really, really impressive. And then you have Nico Megalutis getting things rolling at 125. He sets the tone brilliantly. I mean, you know, but as much as we can talk about it, and people in this state are into it, It wasn't even a blip. There was nothing on SportsCenter about it. Yet they have it. They are a 24-hour sports channel, and there was nothing on it at all. Fox Sports 1, it's a 24-hour sports channel. Nothing on it at all. Now, fortunately, there's BTN, and BTN, of course, had something about it. You know, they carried it, and they also had it on their BTN finale as well. But we've gone to specialized 24-hour sports channels, and something that we perceive to be a significant event doesn't make the cut.
And you just wonder where those dictates come from, because they're, to coin a phrase, there is a wide world of sports out there. It's huge. And there are sports going on, you know, literally round the clock, round the globe. And yet we hear the same old nonsense.
Well, but I don't understand, Bob, why we have to hear so much. I mean, look, everybody knows how much I love basketball, but I think college basketball, to me, is a far more enjoyable product to watch than the NBA, even though I know the NBA players are better. It's obvious.
It is, but
yeah,
it's
still... There's no LeBron James in college basketball, no. For goodness sakes.
But right? It's more
but
exciting.
But why? I feel like we're having the NBA rammed down our throats all the time.
Yeah, that's
and
bizarre.
It's a 24-hour sports channel. I mean, Kevin, am I missing something here? It's a 24-hour sports channel. Now, the best part of ESPN is the games. That's the best part of ESPN to me. Now, maybe I'm. You may, at 800-795-9565, if you want to jump in, if we're right, wrong, or whatever, I want to hear what you have to say about it.
See, my thought is when they came out with ESPN News, then that's where all the sports centers should have gone, with the exception of maybe one or two a day, you know, like one in the morning, one in the midday, one in the or one in the evening, you know, and then everything else should be on ESPN New and just give me games. The problem is when you talk about the NBA, the ESPN has so much invested in the NBA that if they don't have it take off, they're going to be in deep trouble.
Now, and I haven't done this yet, and I'm going to have a couple days here to look into this. I really want to find out what the regular season ratings are for the NBA. Now, I know they're better than college basketball. I do know that.
Do you know what the worst part of the NBA is, Steve? The worst part of the NBA is I have high school coaches tell me this on a regular basis when we just chat. Coaches will say, I tell my kids, don't watch it.
Yeah,
because
no,
you'll get
I've,
into
I've
bad
had,
habits.
I've had college coaches tell me that, too. Several college coaches have told me they don't want their kids watching NBA basketball. Now, I'm not here to rip the league. I'm just saying that there is so much coverage of the league that Penn State wrestles Iowa, which is a significant event for that sport, that draws a near-sellout crowd. I don't think it was sold out, near-sellout crowd.
Do you know why it wasn't sold out? Because they had a blizzard out in Iowa, and they got over 14,000 in the Carver Hawkeye, but they had such horrendous weather conditions that it did tamper down the attendance. It would have been sold
still,
with good weather.
Right, no question. But something is significant at that, you know, on a 24-hour sports channel. With 60 minutes to fill, they couldn't have 2 minutes before it? It couldn't give them 2 minutes in a 24-hour sports cycle? 24-hour sports cycle. They couldn't give Penn State Iowa 2 minutes? I think they gave Penn State and Wisconsin women's volleyball, I think in part because they carried it on ESPN2. I think they got a little bit of coverage on SportsCenter. Which is great, because I mean, people kept asking me, here, what are you going to watch? I said, well, I'm going to watch, I said, the volleyball, and then switch over during commercials to wrestling. They said, why? I said, because that's for the national championship, and the other one's a regular season matchup.
Which is exactly
I said, I
want
to watch. Right, I want to watch the national championship. I said, if it had been reversed and wrestling was going for the national championship and Penn State was facing Wisconsin in a regular season matchup, I would have watched wrestling. I mean, so that was the determiner for me. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Like to get your comments at 800-795-9565. Do the 24-hour sports channels miss out on sports and cover other sports you don't want to see? I'd like to know your comments. as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Schroeder, tickle the ivory, babe.
Don't you know any Christmas songs like Jingle Bells?
X Factor was beaten by Charlie Brown Christmas in the ratings.
And
the
it should have been.
The final of X Factor was beaten by Charlie Brown in the ratings. There's nothing like Chuck Brown, and at the end where they take that ratty tree and they turn it into a blue spruce and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, yes! Nothing like it.
Did you ever wonder where the popcorn comes from on that Christmas tree? Because I don't remember seeing any of it on Snoopy's doghouse.
Okay, Kevin.
See, these are the things that go through my mind after watching this for 40 years.
Kevin, stop thinking too much.
Years of therapy.
Like, I have a sister-in-law. Like, okay, and every time, that's not realistic. I'm like, I said, just sit there and enjoy it, okay? Well, it's not realistic. I mean, this is the same person that you buy a gift for, right? She takes everything back. One time, just gave her a card with money. She exchanged it for crisp bills. I mean, it's really, it's unbelievably sad.
My kid waved his hands in front of the Christmas tree, and he goes, huh, it works for the Charlie Brown Peanuts crew, but I can't undecorate the tree.
Hearing that Charlie Brown wins out over the X Factor restores my faith in humanity.
Exactly right. Now, my faith in humanity is not there when it comes to, we're talking about, and I want to hear 800-795-9565. Are they covering too much of one thing, and are they missing the boat on other things when it comes to either SportsCenter, or I want to include Fox Sports 1 in this too, because look, they're using the same formula. Okay, there really is no difference.
No.
As to what anybody does, there's no difference at all. You know, talent's a little different, maybe approach is a little different, but you know, they maybe gave, what, a minute, 90 seconds, whatever, to volleyball. That's fine. That's good. Okay, that's fine. But Penn State wrestled Iowa the other night and got nothing on SportsCenter. Now, volleyball did make the ESPN.com front page. Okay? Volleyball did make the ESPN.com front page. And then they also had a column from Michelle Vopel as well. Penn State Iowa wrestling?
Nada.
Well done, Bob. A little Espanol on this Monday afternoon.
Hey,
Kevin. Kevin, want to speak a little Spanglish for us?
Negative.
Okay, fabulous.
He's not the best color man in the league for nothing, folks.
That's right. Fly ball.
Caught.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag. Oh, my goodness. The Indians are showing signs of life.
Dave Paulson coming up after the news. All right.